Reading Hölderlin on Orkney. 1. Islanded, and here at a burn's mouth, between hills facing ocean, days chasing days. What a riddle to pose, here or anywhere, what might be pure of origin, as if that was, or could be, of moment, at these moments, with the drifting of sleet, of birds whose wing beats establish the only measure. But a question still that song schooled by skylarks might answer if it met the clear light by the burn of Stourdale, its water wind-feathered and light as a kittiwick blown off a cliff into ocean. 2. Wind on water, allegro. Light on water, legato. Wind on water, vivace. And a window open to light off the sea, from the sky, with, above, a roof of stone smoke blossoms from, and outside, turf daisied with hailstones, where snow holds the place of shadow. 3. Under clouds, peace. Under pieces of cloud, the sunlight makes its way up the slack of the hill over myrtle and heather that the Atlantic dots with foam. In an inshot of spray, the sea breathes up the gill, and the hill, the cliff, looms. Cloud is cut by its edge, a near horizon, and the air's flecked with fulmars, their impure joy, the consciousness of necessity, of the world, ready to hand and hard to grasp. As snow, half-gleaming, signifies, the light, benevolent, is reluctant to flower, scattered to lucency by salt in the air, scattered to web, to trace, to skein, to haze. 4. In Berrydale, goldcrests, they say, and woodsong can be within hearing. In this deep valley, what might not be forgotten? In the shade of woods, far from the burn of light. 5. On the house of Quoyawa, on the nap of Trowy Glen, fishbone widths of snow, silver in the sunlight. To move pathless among rocks and heather, aflame with quiet fire, to trace the course of streams, to learn to tell white hair from white boulder, the specific names like morning breezes, and their absence, too, cooling as the unnamed lochan's slaty water. On the crags by the burn of the Came, the bare stones of language. Under that dark light, no word like flower will flower. Here, twin slabs of rock, and it clear that once a rocking stone sat, poised, local, wavering between the total and the particular, set wobbling by the weight of the imminent moment, by thought rocked as if settled on water. On a mountain, on a slope, on a hill, adrift in uncertain sea, without ebb tide, without oar, without rudder. 6. Restless, the burns, the wind, the tide. Lazier, light fades into night, into clouds, radiant haze, and tulimenting stars.